Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Lake. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Hall reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Hall scores. Say moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Lake and he is out, Sandberg applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight takes first base on ball four. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Dernier moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Dernier moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bailey for a passed ball. Dernier scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro bunts towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sandberg covering, for the out. Garner moves to second. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 1 in the game. Poll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garner scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey fires over to first and Durham drops the ball. That's an error on Durham. Poll moves to third. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Say hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knight takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-0 in the game. Niekro strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Cruz moves to third. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Cavill moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-2 in the game. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Garner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro bunts towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niekro for the out. Garner moves to second. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Poll takes first base on ball 4. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Garner moves to third. Poll moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Garner scores. Poll moves to third. Cruz moves to second. It's 3-2, Astros. Dickey Knowles now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Say takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto pinch runs for Ron Say. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Steve Lake. Frank DiPino now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to second. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cotto moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis pinch hits for Dickie Knowles. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Smith now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Dernier trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing third base. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Lee Smith now pitching. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Jody Davis and Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Poehl strikes out. One out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mumphrey strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.